Welcome to the Sent from Disneyland podcast.
Here age relives fond memories of the past.
If it's your first time joining us, welcome. On this episode, we'll take a journey into the past and explore Disneyland and Disneyland history with mementos, snapshots, and postcards sent from Disneyland from 1955 to the present. Today, I'm starting off by thanking my patrons from patreon.com. You can join and receive mail from my desk or from my Disneyland trips. Special thanks to Random Olive, the first patron to this podcast, and the e-ticket patrons Tania, Eric Daniels, Joe Gamble, Scott Booker, Monica Seitz Vega, Russ Romano, Michael and Christina Cross, Scott Cagle, and Sheila Harry. C-ticket patrons Serious Inquiries Only, Debbie Weinstein, Jennifer Schneep, Grace Coat, Brian Crawford, Ben and Noel Bruning, Patty Wolin, Angela Reynolds, Greg Gourley, and Aaron Moran. B-ticket patrons Jeff and Paige Orton, and Joshua, Inexorable, Tosh Bell. And the A-ticket patrons Elise Sharp, Zealot Infinity, Alexis Robles, Maggie and Henry Byers, Angel DeBlock, and the All Aboard podcast. You can also sign up for my new newsletter for a chance to get some postcards delivered by the USPS to your mailbox. I am your host, your post-host Clocky, and today we have two postcards sent from Disneyland. The front of our first postcard has Monsanto's House of the Future. You can see guests walking under the house, and in the upper right-hand corner, you can see majestic Matterhorn Mountain. On the back it reads, House of the Future. Whether you're a grown-up or a youngster, you'll want to visit Monsanto's House of the Future. Inside this unique home, plastics play an important part in progressive accomplishments for future living. It's postmarked February 16, 1961, with a Norwalk cancel and a 4-cent Lincoln postage stamp, Scott number 1036. I assume they visit the park on Wednesday, February 15, 1961, when park hours were from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. The weather was a high of 69 and a low of 45. Park attendance that day was 6,247. It's addressed to Mr. Richard White of Yakima, Washington. It reads, February 16th, Norwalk Motor Lodge, Norwalk, California. Dear Richard, we went to Disneyland yesterday. It is an amazing place. We took a train ride through Pioneer Lane and a boat ride through the jungle, and one big mouth hippopotamus came near to getting us. George. I recently picked up a copy of The House of the Future, Walt Disney, MIT, and Monsanto's Vision of Tomorrow by Dave Bossert. And when I searched for the last episode I did about The House of the Future, I realized it was 4 years ago on episode 33, Sent from the House of the Future. The origins of The House of the Future date back prior to the construction of Disneyland. One of the early concepts came from the old Sears and Roebuck or Montgomery Ward's prefabricated houses. You would order the house from a catalog and it would arrive to your plot of land with all the necessary supplies to build your own house. One of the early ideas for the House of the Future had a similar thought, but instead of the house being made of wood, the new homeowner would have a house made of futuristic plastic. Imagineer John Hench worked with Monsanto and MIT to design the House of the Future for Disneyland. Most of the early concept art includes the classic plus sign design with the structure for 4 points jutting out from the center base. Some of the more whimsical renderings include a helipad next to the house and near a beach. Before building it for Disneyland, small models were made and shown at plastic conferences around the country. This model also included a carport with the same curved design as the roof of the house. Walt Disney even attended the 7th National Plastics Exhibition in New York's Coliseum in 1956. Because of its design, which included a square base where 4 rooms stuck out with no support on the 8 furthest corners, tests were done to make sure the house could handle being packed with 150 guests, plus all the furniture and home decor. They also tested the plastic to see if it could withstand 114 degree heat. Great news! Enfield Post is back up on Etsy. Grabbing some vintage stamps is a great way to plus your mail. Whether you're trying to match the color of your postcard or envelope, or adding a themed stamp to the back of your mail, be sure to check out Enfield Post. You can head over to enfieldpost.com and explore all the different vintage stamps you can use on your next card or letter. That's Enfield Post on Instagram and enfieldpost.com for your wedding and vintage postage needs. Enfield Post is the official postage stamp sponsor of the Sent from Disneyland podcast. The front of our next postcard has Monsanto's House of the Future. You can see the Matterhorn in the background, and if you look closely, you can see the waterfall underneath the house. On the back it reads, House of the Future. Whether you're a grown-up or a youngster, you'll want to visit Monsanto's House of the Future. Inside this unique home, plastics play an important part in progressive accomplishments for future living. It's postmarked June 25, 1965, with a Hawthorne cancel and a 5-cent George Washington postage stamp, Scott number 1213. I assume they visit the park on Thursday, June 24, 1965, when park hours were from 9 a.m. to midnight. The weather was a high of 73 and a low of 59. Park attendance that day was 34,091. It's addressed to Mr. and Mrs. Roth of Tonawanda, New York. It reads, "Greetings from California. Hi, having a good time. Disneyland is the berries. Was here for a long boat ride on the Pacific Ocean. I was to Marine Land and now going to Vegas, having a heck of a good time. Love, Aunt Jessie and Mary." The House of the Future opened in Disneyland on Wednesday, June 12, 1957. Along with Walt Disney, the Disneyland Band with Vessie Walker were also there to celebrate the opening of this new attraction. A special key was made by the Yale and Town locksmith, which, at the time, had a shop on Main Street, USA. Like other Monsanto exhibits, the House of the Future was free for guests to visit. Looking at a map from 1966 or 1967, the description for Monsanto's House of the Future reads, "This years-ahead home shows how science will shape the dwelling of tomorrow with the use of plastics." The House of the Future closed in late 1967, as Monsanto didn't want to pay sponsorships for two attractions, with Adventures Through Innerspace having recently opened. Looking at the postcards that prominently feature the House of the Future, in my copy of The Nickel Tour, there were 5 postcards created for the park. The 2 postcards mentioned on this episode, the nighttime postcard mentioned in episode 33, and 2 additional postcards that I don't have in my collection. One includes the House of the Future on the far right with the Matterhorn towering on the left, and if you look closely, you can see a Skyway bucket heading through the Matterhorn, and a second one which includes the House of the Future on the right with Sleeping Beauty Castle in the background, with a few guests walking by the castle and a single guest underneath the House of the Future. There are other postcards where you can see the House of the Future, but they do not highlight the attraction like these 5 postcards. This incoming postcard is sponsored by the Art Throwdown. Art Throwdown, or ATD, is an online craft hour on Instagram, starting at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific. Be sure to check out Monday's ATD, which is usually hosted by paper artist Russ Romano. I see many amazing art projects, learned about awesome postmarks, postage stamp history, and a lot more on different episodes. It's great to stop in for an hour to watch someone craft or design something unique. Each host brings something a little different to each show. I'll list some of the regular hosts, or you can follow Russ Romano 2021 on Instagram. The front of my incoming mail has gray Mickey Mouse washi tape, including Mickey wearing a bow tie, Mickey wearing glasses, and Mickey with a blue mustache. There's also a sticker with a truck that says Happy Mail, an airmail sticker, and a Season's Greetings Hong Kong Disneyland sticker with Mickey Mouse presenting a gift to Minnie on Main Street with the castle in the background. It's not postmarked, but was sent from Calgary, Alberta, Canada, and includes 5 Canadian postage stamps, 2 airplane postage stamps, a Peregrine Falcon postage stamp, a Commonwealth Games postage stamp, and a postage stamp with 2 children getting into a car with their mother holding a backpack. It reads, March 4th, 2024, Calgary, Alberta. Hello there. I know I have more, so I will keep sending them as I find them. Hugs, Magda. Thank you so much for the postcards, Magda. And I say postcards because Magda sent along a handful of fun Disney postcards. A Winnie the Pooh postcard, a Pixar postcard, a Pluto with Chip and Dale poster postcard, an artist rendering of Snow White postcard, and my favorite postcard from this set is an International Stamps postcard. All the stamps have different Disney characters. Some of these stamps I have in my stamp collection, including the Grand Opening of Shanghai Disneyland postage stamp, which was included with postcards I purchased when I was in Shanghai. Whether I keep these postcards or send them along, I know they'll be cherished. Thanks for listening to Sent from Disneyland. If you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe and tell your friends. It would be helpful to share your favorite episode to a friend or on social media. There are over 200 to choose from. It would also help to leave a 5-star rating and comment on whatever podcast platform you use. If you'd like to support the show financially, please check out our Patreon page at patreon.com/sentfromdisneyland. You can find me on Instagram and Facebook at Sent From Disneyland or on Twitter at Sent From Disney. For questions and comments, send me a postcard addressed to Sent From Disneyland, P.O. Box 44, Hood, California, 95639. This podcast is not affiliated with Disney, the United States Postal Service, or any post office or Disney properties. Opinions expressed on this podcast belong to its host and guests of the Sent from Disneyland podcast.